Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, this is going to be sweet.
How so?
National Lollipop Day.
It is.
Have a lollipop.
Suck on it.
This isn't going to change the way you eat lollipops, is it?
Lollipop?
Lollipop.
National Lollipop Day.
Mr. Al, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three. It's a lollipop.
It's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Tuesday morning, 6:10, Carla, show number 2154.
Tis indeed, yes.
So, National Lollipop Day today.
Okay,
all right. And I know when we used to go to the doctor, he thought that made everything better, just have a sucker or a lollipop.
Yeah, especially at the dentist after you'd go there.
Right.
They'd do the checkup and give you sugar. That's great. It's also International Chess Day. Today.
You know what? That is one game I just never learned or even tried to figure out.
Me neither. I don't get it. Morty, do you play chess? Are you a chess player?
I know how to play it.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it, and I don't have patience for it.
Yeah, neither do I.
That's the other thing you have to have with that game.
Yeah, you do. My brother Matt used to play chess, but I just never, not.
At one point, I mix checkers with chess, and then I start going diagonal and, hopping people. And
excuse me, and you can't jump. You can't do that, no. You can't stack your pawns.
But that was the cool thing about chess. They had the coolest pieces.
Yeah.
Checkers were just
so
little
cool.
Chips.
Oh, I knew people who had those cool sets, too. They're made out of marble or ivory or whatever. It's like, oh, that's so... Do you ever play?
Nah.
No, we don't. No, somebody,
it's a table piece.
Yes, yeah, they brought it to us from Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
And we have it here.
Exactly, Morty. You put it up in your house.
On the piano that we never play. Yeah.
Right.
It's a Steinway.
No. Don't sit at the table.
Have. Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's the chess table.
Yeah.
You play it? No, it's a decoration.
Jeez. What about the harp in the corner? No. Why would we play that?
It's all this crap actually means nothing to us.
From Africa. We're not going to play the harp.
Oh, well. Celebrate as you will. Mix of sun and clouds today. In fact, that's the way it's going to be all week, so you never know what's going to happen.
It might rain.
Bring
it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
High today near 107. Upper 90s by the weekend. So we'll see how that goes. 84 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
My apologies. I sneezed before we started the show, and then that's all she wrote, apparently. Listen, do you have a least favorite month? I know there are a lot of people out there who do. They say about 3/4 of the people do. The most common answers to your least favorite month is January. That would be January. February would be second. Next month, August. Not a happy month for people, I think, because kids go back to school, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. And there's a lot of hustle bustle and all of that.
I get it.
And December is 4th. Not everybody loves the holidays. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Holidays don't... Yeah, knock me out. They're a big pain in the butt sometimes. There's a lot to do. And
the decorating and everything.
All of that. And then, boom, done. All done.
Then you got to take it down.
Yeah, big pile of garbage we got to take out now.
Right.
That's fun. Yes, exactly. This is interesting. There was the whole article written. It's very, very interesting. But basically, no kid. There's not really a kid out there that will remember their first birthday party. However... Parents pay an average of almost $300 for that first birthday party. And one of the biggest expenses is that cake. They like to get a big custom cake, and the child can't even eat it. Really, they just smear it all over, and it's a big mess.
I would agree with that. My two daughters.
Right.
The one grandson will have a first birthday.
Yeah.
And when Ethan had his first birthday, I said, why are you doing all this?
To do.
Gotta they don't care.
Invite people. Do we have
But,
ice?
Dad, we have to get pictures, and it'll be so cute.
Somebody's bringing up potato salad, and we got ice in the cooler and the
Did
big
you get the
champagne.
Keg? Did
and
you get the keg?
You got the keg? Good.
Like,
wine. We have wine. Some people don't drink beer. We got wine. Yes, exactly. $300 basically for that first birthday party. And And, oh, we will talk about sex. According to a survey, one in four of us have had sex on public transportation.
Ooh.
Yeah, almost 12%, they say, on a commercial plane, you know, join the Mile High Club. Oh, yeah. Other places were on the bus, the subway, a ferry, and in an Uber. Oh, yay. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Like in risky business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So
Tom Cruise got so lucky.
Yeah.
Only because he's Tom Cruise.
Sure. Yeah, everybody think about how lucky Tom Cruise got and how hot that was next time you're sitting on public transportation or you're riding in an Uber or you use the airplane bathroom. There you go.
Well, now you've taken all the sex appeal out of it.
I know. Is there really any, though, once you have or if you have? Never quite works like it does in risky business, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it sure doesn't. Ooh, the hot tub. Ow, ow, wait. Hold on. What? Chlorine. It is a few things you should know for a Tuesday brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane, 702-999-9900 or younginjurylawnv.com.
Well, it's already over. Jeff Bezos and his buddies already went to space and came back down.
They're back already. Didn't have lunch, nothing. They went up, they came back.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That's it.
It's like we were watching and we said, oh, they're already on their way back.
I know, they're coming back? Okay.
We thought it was like a replay or something.
I know. I guess I thought it takes longer to go 62 miles, but I guess not.
So they got there?
Yeah.
And basically just turned around.
They just flipped a U-ey and back they came. That was
no beverage service, no nuts.
No, they didn't even have time for that. No.
Or floating around.
Yeah, sorry. You can have water or orange juice on this flight.
But everything was successful.
Yeah, it was fine.
And the reusable rocket.
Yes.
Landed in a perfectly.
Yes, all wrapped in bubble wrap and big smile on its face.
And the capsule with Jeff Bezos and everybody else.
Yes.
Landed in the desert somewhere with and it was no problem.
I think that Richard Branson's rocket ship planey thing was cooler. But
yeah.
This looks like a... I don't even know.
Had windows on it.
It looks like a Pac-Man thing. One of the Pac-Man people. One of the little waka wakas, the ones that you eat.
The waka waka.
What are they called? The ones you eat, and I used to play it all the time. The ones, yeah.
But it was successful, and we should be totally amazed at this whole thing.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know, space travel. Now you just take off, turn around, and come back.
That's debatable. I know. Is that really space travel? I mean, you go up, you come back. You don't go up there and travel. I mean, like, that's like saying I went European travel. I went and I just came back.
Right.
So is that really European travel?
They went to the edge of space.
Yes, that's right.
And all the while this is happening? What does Morty say? Hey, while he's shooting off to space.
Yeah, my package is late.
Exactly.
And I paid for expedited shipping from Amazon.
You mentioned that, and I had to look at mine. I was supposed to get something yesterday. Going to be here Wednesday now.
Okay, he can go off to space, but in the meanwhile...
Maybe you need to, you know, have some checks and balances at the Amazon office,
maybe.
Mr. Bezos.
642,
Mr.
here you
B.
go, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder. This is... on 4K Ultra HD.
That's cool.
So you're up close and personal. Plus, we'll throw in a couple of certificates. Two medium all-American combos from Port-A-Subs. You want it? You got it. Ninth caller, very simple. 702-739-9636. Dial it up and good luck. Michelle, you're a winner.
Yay, all right.
You're caller number 9.
Oh, great. I love both of you, Mike and Carla. You are awesome.
Well, thank you. Michelle, you have a copy of the 50th anniversary edition of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in 4K Ultra HD. This is going to be so clear, you're almost going to be able to taste the chocolate.
Candy, yes, that's right.
Oh, wow.
And also, Michelle, if you want to grab some lunch from Port-A-Subs, a certificate for two medium All-American combos.
Michelle, enjoy, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, yes, that sounds...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Great. Carla's watching The Machines That Built America on the History Channel. This is a great series if you've not kept up with it.
It's really cool. They did the cars, you know, that built America. They did the foods, all of that. This is the machines. Yes, and I was thinking last night as I was doing my corn in the microwave, reading the back of it, it said, you know, for 900 watts, this much time, and then for 1,000 watts, this much time, and then for 1,200 watts, this much time, and mine is like 1,000 or 1,100. I'm sorry, nothing on there. Why different wattages? I don't get that. But I started thinking about, I was so young, and my mom and dad brought home our first microwave oven, and it was huge.
Right.
Huge at the time. But, you know, so fast. Not like they are today, but so fast. And I felt like that changed my life. When we had it was just so fast, and we had things so fast, and you know, you used less time, and you could spend more time together. You had more time to go out and play. It changed my life.
Just nuke it.
Yes, just nuke it.
So,
oh, my God.
So with that in mind, what is the machine that changed your life?
Yeah, from birth to now, what machine changed your life? Mm-hmm. I had asked a friend of mine, and she said, I just remember when we got an electric can opener. And I thought, oh, my God. Because when I was younger, she said I couldn't really use the other one. It was awkward. And that I just thought that was
where you had to wind it around the can.
Yes, exactly.
It was that metal thing. It was like the ice cube tray. That type of metal.
Yeah, and you could cut yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
you had to be careful.
Yeah, but the electric can opener had a magnet to hold on to it for you.
And you could just leave it there. You didn't have to hold it.
No, you did not. Mom could take it off.
And you could just stand back in amazement as this little thing would open your can and you'd go, oh, my God.
This is the coolest
thing. Open all the cans. Let me be the official can opener.
Yes. And I'm sure you guys have something. Somebody out there. I'm not talking necessarily technology, but there had to be a machine or a device along the way that was, for you, even as a kid, was life-changing.
Morty, what about you?
I think it's called a mandolin. Mm-hmm. Not the instrument, but the kitchen slicer thingy.
Okay.
My mom would always make me cut the vegetables while she was cooking, and I hated doing it because she always called me at the wrong time, like I was watching something.
Watching Star Trek.
And it takes forever when you're chopping it. So we went to the grocery store one day, and there's a little, like an Asian market section, and I saw it. And man, it cuts time in like more than half. She's like, can you cut the veggies? Sure. Zip, 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 zip.
Oh, yeah.
And Morty gets back to watching TV.
Yeah, I'm back.
Cool. That is cool. That's like
the You'd see those signs like, as seen on TV as we were talking off the air.
Seen on TV.
Mom,
Hello?
It's right here. We saw it on TV. Now we can buy it.
You saw how it worked on TV.
Anybody else? Most of us watching that History Channel show, The Machines, that created America.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very cool.
It's in a series, and they've all been great.
Yes,
but we wanted to know this morning, what's the machine that changed your life as you think back?
Mm-hmm.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:23. Gene, what about you? What was it?
Ice maker.
Oh.
You know, the refrigerator,
Yeah.
Well, in the Philippines, we've got lack of ice, and we go to the ice store. They chop it up for you. So when the ice maker was, it was like awesome, godsend.
You know what's funny? Of course, I had rich friends. I thought they were rich because they had an ice maker. We did not have one all the time that I lived at home. My parents got it later. But, we had the trays and all
that. Yeah, with the metal handle.
Yes, but I did not have to go and buy a block and have it chipped up.
So you would have to go to the convenience
convenience store and then take it to the ice chopper store?
It's not a convenience store. It's an ice store.
Yeah.
But then it's like blocks of ice and they have to chip it out for you.
I can't even imagine having a party going,
yeah.
We got to go to the ice store.
Oh, no.
Yes.
This sucks.
Definitely.
Gene, I feel so bad now because I was thinking, you know, like you said, Carla, with the ice cube tray.
Yeah.
I thought we were fancy schmancy when we got the plastic ones, and you just twisted it.
You just twisted it. Yeah.
But you, poor Gene, had to run to the ice.
Oh my God, Gene had an ice pick. Yeah. My
dad has an ice pick sometimes where we couldn't wait. It was like, let's just take it and ice pick it at home.
Make it a family thing, and just everybody gets a ice chipper.
Yes.
All right, Gene, have a great day.
Thank you.
You're handing out ice picks to everybody in the family.
What do you mean you want a blended drink? Jeez. Come on, you guys, let's start picking away.
Now I feel so bougie.
I know, same here. Oh, my gosh, were we fancy. Wow, this is great. One of our listeners said, now, listen to this. For me, it had to be the copy machine. My dad worked for Xerox. We were one of the first houses on the block to have all color. We had a copier that did color. It was in our garage.
Well, of course, it was too big to put in the house.
Well, yeah, you couldn't wheel that in the house. I saw Mad Men. They couldn't fit that in the office. She said, I'd take my little drawings, and I'd just make hundreds of copies and hand them out to my friends.
That's big time.
That is, like, huge.
Yeah, that's big balling.
Wow. Lynn, it was a little smaller. She said, for me, it was the Walkman. I could take my music anywhere when I walked around. It was just the best.
I bet you a lot of people, it was the Walkman.
That was cool.
I could listen to my music riding my bicycle or something like that.
Yes.
Have the headphones on. You can't hear it. I can.
No, guess what? I'm listening to music right now.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
Don't sing along with it because you suck. All right, more people on the phone, people texting in. We'll get to that. Huey Lewis in the news. Power of Love. We are talking about those machines that changed your life. People texting in because everybody has something different.
Yes, they
love
do.
It.
They do, absolutely. This is... Some of these are hilarious. You and I were talking about it. We were all talking about it off the air, and one of our listeners said... I don't know how it changed your life. The 8-track player. Another one said the Vegematic chopper. Morty, that might be along the lines of what you were talking about.
As seen on TV.
Yes, as seen on TV. And I have to read this because one of our listeners, and this is from Susan, she said, I love your station. I'm much older than you guys, and you will laugh when I tell you the potato peeler, because I used to have to use a knife when I was a kid.
You know, I never thought about that.
The potato peeler was the biggest innovation ever.
You're talking about the little utensil.
Yes.
Thin and short.
Right.
And it had that little space between the blades.
That's right.
And you could just...
Oh, I used to love doing that as a kid, too. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, using a knife to peel potato... Oh, come on. No.
Okay. Buffy, what about you?
It was the first time I had a cassette player that I didn't have to push the button down and flip the tape over.
Oh my God, it would reverse the...
automatically play the other side. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. And it was... It wasn't super popular because after a while they took them off the market, but it had to be like 82, 83, and we got one, and it was really expensive, and my aunt was like complaining about the price, and I was like, this is all I want, and it was so amazing.
Because you couldn't waste time to take the cassette out and turn it around.
Stop your activity, go all the way to the machine.
Yeah, my life
God
is complete.
You were outside doing something.
This way you could dance all night
Buffy's
long.
Buffy's day and night was complete because I don't have to turn it over.
That's, I forgot about that.
That was cool. It
Buffy,
really was
have a
cool.
great day. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Girl.
You too. Thanks.
Oh, by the way, one more. Everybody forgot about this one. The machines that changed your life.
Yes. Tommy said the electric car window.
Oh.
Got a car with electric windows. I thought, this is it. What more could I need?
Up and down, up and down.
Push, push, push. And I remember my dad would be like, don't play with them.
My grandfather said, if you do it one more time, I'll break your fingers.
Wow. It was just like, up, down.
That was a glorious day because I was the electric car window.
Every family had one. The one kid, you're in charge of the windows.
That's right. It was Morty.
Yep.
It's Bon Jovi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Super Tramp, Long Way Home, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up, 8.06. Last week we had talked about it being Shark Week.
Yes.
And we had asked the question, had you ever been at an encounter with a shark? And Morty, when I heard this sound, I thought of you, because you had said growing up in Hawaii that you had an encounter with a hammerhead.
Hammerhead. Yeah. Apparently the same place that your brother saw one.
Right.
And everyone else.
Everybody. Yes.
Lanikai?
Yeah, Lanikai.
Off the beach right there.
Off the Mokes?
Yeah.
By Flat Island? Yeah.
When I heard this, I thought of you. This is another encounter with a hammerhead.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God. Get out! He sees it. He sees it. Look at him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did you get that on video?
Yeah, I did. I got it on video.
I know. Jeez.
I don't know any details on this. I don't have it.
Well, I guess somebody just jumped in front of one.
Yeah.
Jumped in the water with
maybe.
One.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But there you go. A close encounter with a hammerhead.
Okay. All
Morty,
right,
get out of the water.
What an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Mix of sun and clouds today. In fact, this is how it's going to be all week long, so we might see some rain. I don't know. High in the low 100s, 104, 105. Upper 90s by the weekend, Carla.
That's fine by me.
Got 88 now.
Like
catch
it.
Up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, they are an empire now. Peyton and Eli Manning will both provide alternate commentary for 10 Monday Night Football games this season on ESPN2, they'll be joined by guest athletes and celebrities each week. I'm sure it'll be Peyton Manning is pretty, I like his show, actually.
Yeah.
Peyton's Place, I like that. Summer Olympics, of course, they launch on Friday. Four new sports making their Olympic debut, karate, sport, or karate.
Yeah.
Sport climbing, surfing. Uh-huh. Yes. And skateboarding. Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica, she is headed to the Tokyo Olympics in equestrian. She said, you know what, people, they're asking her, of course, all about her parents. Well,
they were so excited. I mean, they've supported me since I was little, and this has been, you know, a huge dream of mine ever since I can remember. And the sport has become such a passion for them as well. So I feel like been on this journey together. So they were just so proud of me, so happy.
Wow.
Yeah, she's on the equestrian team. How cool is that? And I'm sure everybody's going to say, oh, your dad's Bruce Springsteen. That's so cool. What about your dad? What about your dad? And your mom, too, but your dad. Yeah. I'm on a horse here. Can you shut up?
I got a gold medal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what about your dad?
Yeah, but I have a gold medal. Shut up.
Is your dad going to be here?
Shut up.
Is he going to sing?
Yeah, right?
Wow, that's pretty cool, though.
Oh,
good
my
for her.
Gosh. Yes, no kidding. Prince Harry reportedly got a $20 million advance to write a tell-all explosive memoir about his life and the royal family and his decision to step away, you know, and not live that life and be out of the spotlight and all of that stuff. Jeez.
$20 million.
$20
million. Well, that should tide him over, right?
I hope so. He and Meghan, by the way, donated diapers to a Los Angeles charity.
Oh, good.
Over the weekend, and the Queen responded, hello? Excuse me? Look at me. You gave... Okay, anyhow.
Do they have to drive themselves everywhere?
I don't know. I'm sure. Get in the station wagon. We're, okay. we're going downtown.
With the wood paneling on the side.
Yes, yeah. Justin Bieber made a post yesterday suggesting that his wife might be pregnant. If she is, I guess we just hope it's not his.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. Oh, Carla, stop it, and I will, because it just turned out that she actually said later, maybe he should have said that we're going to be dog parents. Apparently they've gotten or are getting a dog. And the original violinist and co-lead vocalist of Kansas passed away on Saturday. Acute pancreatitis, very sad. He was one of the founding members. Hasn't been with the band since 2006. However, probably one of the, you know, come on, most recognizable. Yeah, right there. is Robbie Steinhardt. Yeah.
Not very old.
No. No. And I can't, what was he, in 60s? I can't find his age, but yes. That is him, and he was the co-lead vocalist as well. So, like I say, he left the band
71.
A while ago. There you go. There you go.
By the way, he talked about joining the band.
Yeah.
And they talked about him and saying, you know, I took the violin. My parents made me do it.
Yeah.
But when some of the band members saw him playing, he was like, first chair this, first right. chair that.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, hey, how would you like to join our band? And he was yeah, I guess.
Yes, I just thought I'd be in an orchestra somewhere. But sure, I'll join Kansas. Why
Ended
not?
Up in a rock band and look it.
Yeah, so, I know it.
Sad
I
news.
Know. It is. It absolutely is. That is my take. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Looks like we have a new record in the Guinness Book of Records. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ,
yes,
824. Baby. I'm going to assume both these guys are single.
Big to-do, yes.
I don't know.
Big
I don't know. A couple of guys in Idaho broke the world record for the most giant ball passes in 3 minutes.
Yes.
So this is how that sounded.
Back with another Guinness World Records title.
Three, two, one, go.
One.
There you go.
That is some excitement right there. It reminds me of Friends when they were just throwing the ball back and forth and they didn't want to
right.
drop it. Yes, that's anytime anybody would come in, the other one would catch it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Come on! 357. Yeah, boom. 3 minutes.
David Rush and Seth Lemons.
Sure.
Passing an inflatable ball between each other 356 times within 3 minutes to break the record.
Let's do it, man. You want to do it? We can do it right now.
Come on, bro.
Let's do it. Come on.
Are you home?
Jeez.
I'm coming over.
357. Yeah, boom. 3 minutes.
Booyah.
Why do I think they're roommates? Why do I think they got like the beer?
Just sitting around.
Yeah, I got a beer can pyramid they didn't want to knock over, of course, while they were doing that.
No, so. Not at all. But once they did it, though.
Come on! 357.
Yeah.
Boom, 3 minutes.
Chest bump and.
Right on.
Call
there you
Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
The beer?
Call, no. The Guinness people. Call.
Yeah.
Do you have the number? Somebody has the number, right?
Did we video it?
Oh, man. We got to do it again. Got to do it again.
I don't know how, you know, when you say giant ball.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like beach ball-y type, those yoga balls.
Well.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay. Two guys yes. in Idaho.
Yes.
Setting a new world's record.
Congratulations.
Passing a ball back and forth. Foreigner. All this week, we've been giving you a chance to win those tickets before you could buy them to go see Journey when they're in Vegas, December, Caesar's Palace, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. And this morning, you have to identify the endings of all three songs
okay.
by title. All right? These are the endings of Journey songs.
Okay.
And there are three of them. You can identify all three in order, starting with caller number 9. You're a winner. Here's the medley. The last one fade
very
out.
Nice. Very nice. I like that.
Okay. So
like
those are three endings to Journey songs. So all you have to do is identify all three in order. All right. In order. And starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. The first two go by fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they are known for their endings, whether
yes.
it be a hard ending or that soft fade.
Yes.
All right, here it is again. Journey fans, can you do it? 702-739-9636. Identify all three endings of Journey songs in order. Starting with caller number 9, good luck. Giving away those tickets for Journey before you could even buy them. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ. 850, here we go. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Here's the medley. Three
okay.
songs. It's all the endings to a Journey song. Yes. All three songs. Name them in order. Okay. By title. Here we go. The last one fade out a little bit.
I like it.
All right.
Oh, like a concert.
Mike and Carla, can you do it?
I think I can.
Give it a shot. Three songs by title in order.
Don't Stop Believing, Love and Touch and Squeezing, Send Her My Love.
Two out of three.
Yep.
Dawn, what about you?
I'm going to go with Open Arms, Love and Touch and Squeezing, and Stone in Love.
No, one out of three.
Keep trying. Again, Dawn.
Linda, give it a shot. All three songs by title in order.
Okay, I'm going to say Don't Stop Believing, Love and Touch and Squeezing, and Wheel in the Sky.
One out of three. Try again, okay? Candy, go ahead. Tell everybody the three songs.
Okay, it's Separate Ways, Love and Touch and Squeezing, Send Her My Love.
Yes!
There you go!
Oh, my God. You got the tickets. You're going to see Journey in December, Caesar's Palace. You can't even buy these tickets until Friday they go on sale.
That's
but you
right.
already have a pair. So congrats for everyone else. Second chance to win right now on our website at 96.3kklz.com. But, Candy, congrats and thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is amazing, Carla. A guy lost his wallet and phone down a reservoir while fishing, ice fishing in Utah a couple of years ago. Last month, a scuba instructor found it. And returned it.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
2 years go by, you figure it's lost.
Oh, gosh.
And the wallet still had the $56 in it.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Jody. He found his phone. Yeah. Oops, is it in the water?
2 years.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
I'd be more amazed if the $50 was missing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's missing. My $56, yeah. Where's
Hello?
That?
Oh, that's worth... $56 now. Jeez.
Guy in Japan had been busted for driving a drone while under the influence.
Sure. Okay.
Spent a morning a few weeks back crushing some beers. Then, of course, what do you do next? You got his drone out. He got his drone out, crashed it into a neighbor's window. Not sure of the punishment in Japan for driving a drone while drunk, but you can imagine. That could be hard labor or something. I don't know, what they do over there.
Yeah, probably there. Oh, my
God. Glad everybody's okay, though.
Oh, geez. Well, listen to this out of Florida. Boca, out of Boca Raton, Mike. The police arrested Muriel Williams, Sheila, when she was letting her 3-year-old, you know, drink down the Chardonnay at a steakhouse.
No.
Yeah. 3 years old, server told the cops that, she was drinking wine, and she was drinking it out of a glass through a straw. And Muriel said, I didn't do anything wrong. What? They said, well, it's child abuse. I didn't do anything wrong. What?
I didn't force
What's
her.
The big deal? Well, she's being charged with child abuse.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I didn't drink it on her own. I didn't make her drink it. It's just Chardonnay. What? It's Chardonnay.
She used a straw.
It's not even that strong.
Yes. It's you, the crime is she used a straw.
Well, the crime is she drank Chardonnay. Excuse me.
If you want to be specific.
Yes, exactly. And listen to this.
If Carla's your judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. She was the 3-year-old was drinking Chardonnay. Yeah, that's child abuse. Give her a nice cab. Give her something.
Come on now.
A head rate. Something like that. Mm. Maybe you could relate to this one, Mike. A groom in India, he's gone viral. He fell asleep at his own wedding.
Oh, she didn't laugh. That's going to be mean.
Oh, man. Well, it might be, Morty. There is the video is out there, and he just literally they're kind of sit standing, and he dozed off and just clunked into her shoulder like you do on the airplane.
Right.
He did that. Wedding guest had to go over, try to wake him up, and he was out. He was just out. And then they slapped him, and he woke up. Now, I don't know if it was the bride that slapped him or what, but and they were able to get married, so all is good. And
I can't imagine what the honeymoon's going
to
be like.
Oh, I'm sure they'll live happily ever after. I'm sure they will. You weren't listening again. No, I was not. No, I was not. I was asleep. I was not. That's right. Oh, okay, I'm awake now. It is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that work day off on a positive note. Very simple story. Gene Elliott of Hickory, North Carolina, he celebrated his 95th birthday by going roller skating.
Wow. Now,
I think I did this on like my, I don't know, 41st or something, and it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has been roller skating for 90 of his 95 years, so he's pretty good anyhow. He skates. He's got skates on, but he also has a walker because he needs a little help with a walker. But he has wheels on the skates. You guys saw this.
Yeah.
And he's going. He's not just creeping along. He's going, man.
Doing the cross-legged turn and stuff like that.
He definitely is. He said his next goal is to go roller skating on his 100th birthday. And by the way he looks and the way he moves, he's going to make it.
Yeah.
No problem. In the video.
By the way, the walker or the roller.
It's all tricked out.
Yeah, it's all blinged out.
Yeah, it's all blinged out. He's got like a pinwheel on it. He's got lights on it the whole bit.
Because he goes actually that fast where the pinwheel actually
is moving. Because I'm hanging on to the side.
Right.
Just scooting
along.
He's
even doing the momentum bobs.
Yes. Yeah. He is. And might I just quickly throw out a big happy birthday to Eileen from her husband, Michael.
Oh.
Eileen turns 40 years old today. They said they'd love to hear from Mike and Carla. So a big happy birthday. I remember my 40th birthday. Not really, but sort of, but not really.
And with that said, my wife, Jody, my beautiful wife,
yes!
Jody, celebrates her 50th. And so happy birthday.
15th birthday today. Happy birthday, sister wife. I hope you have a great day. Immunity, well, she's already been into immunity month for a while.
Yes, she has. Pulled the card out on Sunday after brunch.
Was there a need for it?
It's a whole different topic.
I know the Masters isn't on.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Happy
Enjoy
birthday.
Your day.
Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, PortaSubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush. We'll stroll in and keep you company throughout your workday, so do enjoy that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. Same stuff. Different shenanigans, of course, and we hope you'll join us. So be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.